Afternoon, we will hold our quarterly prayer session.
谈到祷告，是基督徒生活最基本的元素之一。
And prayer is the fundamental duty in our lives.
也是我们跟神维系关系不可分割的部分。
It is also an inseparable channel for us to communicate with God.
没有一个认识神的人、爱神的人可以不向神祷告。
Those who love God must pray to Him.
也没有一个真实侍奉神的人可以不对神来陈明他自己本身的喜怒哀乐。
And those who serve God in sincerity must also declare to God their own emotions through prayer.
以及这个成败得失的焦虑以及期望。
Their worries as well as their joys are also expressed through their prayers.
自从我们悔改归主的那一刻开始。
After we have repented and belongs to Christ.
我们就应该要建立起祷告的生活。
We must build a life of prayer.
并且在往后的信仰生活当中也应该要身体力行来实践我们的祷告生活。
We must also lead a life of prayer after we have believed.
所以对基督徒来说是不是应该祷告这不是一个问题。
It shouldn't be a question as to whether or not we should pray.
问题在于说我们要怎么祷告。
The question should be, how do we pray?
曾经有个信徒问小弟。
There was a member who asked me.
传道，我有个问题，不是很成熟，想要问你，你不要见笑。
And he said that I feel I'm a little immature to ask you this question. I hope you won't mind.
他说在祷告会的时候，我们通常都有比较长时间的祷告至少20分钟或是半个钟头。
And he would say that during prayer session, we often pray about 25 to 30 minutes.
那到底我们要怎么祷告？
And he would then ask, how should I pray?
要祷告些什么？
What should I pray about?
小弟就告诉他，那我们首先我们应该向神感谢。
So I told him that first we need to thank God.
然后我们就将我们想所求所想的跟神讲。
And then we present to God our needs and our wants.
那这个信徒说，那如果都讲完了，要怎么办呢？
Then he asked, what if I finish all those?
讲一讲不到三分钟就没有啦。
And I could do all that in 3 minutes.
之后还那么长要怎么样？
So what do I do for the next 22 to 25 minutes, or 27 minutes?
那还有那如果没有讲，是不是耶稣就不知道
？And also, if I don't express my needs, would Jesus know?
那有时候我都会忘记讲，有些事情忘了讲呢。
And oftentimes I forget many things in my prayer.
是不是我要先做个笔记一条一条的抄下来万一如果哪一个漏掉的话，那主耶稣没有保佑到，那就糟糕了。
So then, should I put a to pray for a list so that I can remember all of them in my prayer?
再来那这个讲完了要怎么办呢？
What if I finish all those? What do I do?
讲完了你就不断的赞美神
So I told them you can continue to praise God.
你就说哈利路亚赞美耶稣嘛。
You can just say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
如果你有圣灵的话你就心里头感谢神。
And if you have the Holy Spirit, you can thank God in your heart.
传道这个很困难呢。
But then he said that's difficult for me to do.
经常我就会想到其他的事情去了。
Oftentimes my mind wander on other things.
我会想到昨天那个连续剧的结局不知道怎么样。
I would start to think about the conclusion of the soap opera from last night.
有时候我会想到说晚上要煮什么菜。
And at other times I would think of what I need to cook for dinner.
或者是等一下聚完会我要到哪个超市去买什么。
Or where would I go shop after this service ends?
很难专心呢。
It is hard for me to concentrate.
那这样怎么办？主耶稣会不会怪罪下来那没有祷告没犯罪，越祷告越犯罪，怎么办？
So would Jesus blame me or condemn me as a sinner because I wander in my prayers?
我们要怎么祷告？这确实是一个问题
It is a question for all of us as to how we can pray.
而且是一个相当重要的问题。
It is actually a very important question for all of us.
尤其在这些年来，我们教会不断的鼓吹要多祷告。
Over the past decade, the church has encouraged the members to pray.
当然相对的，也带来了在祷告的侍奉上 有偏差啊，跟这个误解的地方。
And it also brought about the deviations and also questions regarding prayer services.
哦，那也造成教会的混乱。
And has created confusion within the church as well.
哦，所以要怎么祷告，该怎么祷告？哦，那这个问题呀、啊，哦，相对的更加迫切。
And that is why it is important for us to understand how we can pray.
哦，难怪圣经里头啊，主耶稣的门徒啊。问耶稣啊，求耶稣教他们怎么祷告。
That is why the disciples asked Jesus how they should pray.
然后我们来看路加福音的十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章的第一节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 1.
一节，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”在这里谈到说耶稣的门徒求耶稣教导祷告。
One of Jesus' disciples asked Jesus to teach him how to pray.
哦，可见啊，这个祷告是需要教导的啦。
Thus we can see that one learns or one models on others as to how to pray.
哦，如果没有正确的教导，很容易就进到偏差里面。
Without proper teaching, one would deviate in the ways of prayer.
哦，所以我们呢、啊？先来想一想、哦、什么不是祷告、哦、
And let's first think of what is not a way to pray、
哦、先把这个、啊、一些错误的这个误解，对祷告错误的误解，我们先把它来澄清一下。
And let's first declare a few of the misunderstandings about prayer、
哦、因为这些误解、啊、很可能是我们恒常的持守的。
For these misunderstandings may be a tradition we have held on to、
哦、有些是基于敬虔的动机。
Some may be done performed out of reverence to God.
哦，把它当成圣经的教导，哦、
so that
来教导。
So that it has become a kind of a side teaching of the Bible.
啊，首先什么不是祷告、哦、
？So what first? What is not a prayer?
哦，第一个哦，祷告不是让神知道我们需要的方法。
First, prayer is not a way to declare to God of our needs.
哦，神是全能全知的。
God is omniscient.
他知道我们的心思意念。
He understands our thoughts.
也了解我们真实的需要。
And understands our needs.
哦，所以不需要借着祷告来向神报告，神才会知道。
We don't need to declare to God what we need.
哦，我们来看马太福音六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
第八节。
Verse 8.
马太福音六章的八节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 8.
八节，你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。好，我们再看啊，三十一节。
Let's then turn to verse 31.
三十一节，所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。三十二节。
32.
啊，这些都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。三十三节。
33.
哦，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。哦，从这两处的经文，耶稣对祷告的教导。
From these two passages, Jesus taught his disciples about prayer.、哦、
那让我们知道、哦、祷告啊，不是要让神知道我们到底要什么、缺什么、需要什么。
From this prayer, we can understand that it is not the central point to let God know of our needs.
哦，所以啊、如果我们有某个需要没有办法得到满足
，If we have certain needs that have not been fulfilled,
哦，某一个愿望哦跟期待落空了，还没有得着
，Or that certain desires have not been satisfied.
哦，这个不是因为说我们的祷告哦。没有齐备的原因呢、啊、
？It is not because that we have not been sincere about、our needs、
啊。不是说因为、啊、我们、哦、在祷告的事上、哦不够完全。
It is not because that our prayer has been incomplete、
哦。我们没有把我们的需要、100%的告诉神。
Or that we have not declared our needs to God、
哦。就好像说我们到餐厅点菜的时候
，Just as if we go to the restaurant to order dishes、
哦。不要加味精哦，不要加味精哦。
We can remind the waiter to not put in monosodium glutamate.
不要太咸。
Or that they should not put in too much salt.
因为如果你忘记跟waiter交代哦，他可能端出来就是加了味精又太咸了。
If we forget to remind the waiter about those points, they may bring forth a dish that is too salty.
啊，所以啊，我们在祷告的事上会不会也这样？
Is it likewise that if we don't tell God what we need, that He will forget?
啊，我万一哦，我没有跟主耶稣100%哈、哦、详细的报告啊，哦，那主耶稣万一就像这个waiter 一样哦，拿出来不是我想要的怎么办？
Would Jesus give us something that we don't want if we don't tell him what we want?
哦，没有办法切切的供应我们所需要的。
And that he would not supply our needs.
哦，这个我们尽管放心哦。
That we do not have to worry, for he knows.
因为不管我们是不是因为疏忽而落座了某个部分的祷告。
Regardless of whether or not we pray about our needs in our prayer.
哦，那神还是会照着他的旨意，依照我们的需要，提供给我们帮助跟供应。
God will always provide us with our needs.
哦，我们不需要因为担心我们的祷告是不是完全、是不是全备、是不是百分之百，哦，而啊为了啊而因此哦望而却步，不敢祷告。
And our prayer do not have to be dedicated completely to our needs for God to supply us with what we need.
因为祷告绝对不是向神来哦来报告我们的需要的方法。
For prayer is not a way for us to report to God of what we want or what we desire.
哦，当然。哦、我们是不是能够心想事成，必须要看我们的心想是不是神的心想。
For our needs to be fulfilled, our heart need to be the same as God's heart、
哦、在雅各书的4:3那边、啊、说为什么求不到、哦、因为妄求要浪费在宴乐当中。
For in the book of James it was stated that those whose prayers were not fulfilled had prayed for their own vanities、
哦，那罗马书的12:2那边也谈到说、啊、我们 要怎么样要查验神纯全善良的旨意。
In Romans 12, that it was told to us that we need to test or to examine what God's pure desire is.、
哦、所以如果神拒绝供应我们某个我们祷告的需求，
If God has not fulfilled certain of our prayers,、
哦、与我们是不是、哦、有没有告诉神那是没有关系的。
It has nothing to do whether or not we have prayed hard enough for it.
因为神知道他儿女的需要。
For God knows the needs of his own children.
哦，照神的旨意来为向他祈求的人来成就。
And he will fulfill of our needs according to his will.
哦，不是照我们的意思哦，是照神的意思。
It is not based on our will, but rather it is based on his will.
哦，所以祈祷不是让神知道我们要什么的方法。
And prayer is not a way for us to tell God what we want.
哦，我们就不用烦恼说啊，万一哦我没有跟神讲清楚，哦那怎么办？哦，这个不需要担心哦，神都知道哦。
So we don't have to worry about whether or not we tell God of our needs and desires in our prayer.
哦，记得小弟这个哦父亲哦还没有信主之前。
And I remember that before my father was baptized,、
哦、那我妈妈先信主、
my mother had believed in Christ first.、
哦、所以家里的这个祖先牌位也好，或者是那个偶像、哦就变成我父亲 要拜了、哦、
So my father would always worship the idols in our house.、
啊、我爸爸老是问我妈妈。
Yeah, and he would always ask my mother.
要讲什么？要讲什么
？What?
哦、要讲什么了？要跟偶像讲什么了
？He would always ask my mother as to what he needs to tell the idols.、
啊、我妈妈就跟他开玩笑说：“你就讲说你叫什么名字、身份证号码几号、哦、电话号码多少。”
So my mother would joke with him that he should tell the idols about his own name, his address, and his social security number.、
哦啊、家里住在、哦、这个住在哪边、哦、那门牌号码要讲清楚。
And that he needs to make clear to the idols.About their household number.
啊，不然呢、啊？你花了几千块啊，摆那一桌哦，到时候啊，你的神哦，这个搞错了哈、哦，因为你讲错了嘛，然后就祝福到隔壁去啊，那不是亏了。
Otherwise, if you misreport your own address, then your gods would bless somebody else.、
哦、我爸爸就说，他是神哎，他怎么会搞不清楚、啊、
？So my dad would then reply back that.They are gods, so they know.
哦，还这么啰嗦，麻烦要讲这么多。
it's pointless for me to tell them about my address and my social security number.
哦，所以我妈妈就跟他讲说，对呀，你自己想想看，哦，那个真神就不需要这样拜。
So my mother would then remind him that the real God do not need to be worshipped like these idols.
所以感谢神哦，后来我爸爸也认识真神哦，也受洗归主哦。
Eventually, my father also converted.
哎。这是第一个，什么不是祷告。
So this was the first point about what is not a prayer.
第二个。
The second.
祷告不是我们操控神的秘密武器。
Prayer is not a secret weapon for us to control God.
好像我们那个 remote control 一按，车门就要开，按车门就要锁。
We can't control God the way we control our own garage door with a remote control.
祷告不是我们来控制神的东西哦。
Prayer is not a way for us to manipulate God.
有一些基督徒虽然不这么认为。
Some Christians yet don't believe so.
但是心里还是相信说祷告具有某种程度的法力。
And they will still believe in certain degree of control over God through their prayer.
可以左右，可以改变，甚至操控神的作为。
They may be able to manipulate or control God's thoughts.
只要我们祷告。
As they believe that as long as they pray,
神就不得不照单抓药。
Then God will do as we pray.
按着我们所期望来给我们成就。
Based on our own desires and wants to help us succeed.
所以他们这样相信，也这样期望，也这样祈求。
They believe so, and they do likewise.
神就会照着我们的期待，我们的愿望，给我们心想事成。
And they think that because of their wants and their prayer, God will fulfill their needs according to their own thoughts.
他们经常会以这个路加福音的18章那个切求寡妇的比喻来作为依据。
They often base their thought on Luke chapter 18 on the widow who prayed to Jesus.
那边谈到说有一个寡妇是这个在某个城里头有个官不怕神也不尊重人那在城那座城有个寡妇在那边来对他请求
And in that passage, it was recorded that there was a widow who kept going to a judge to pray, to ask for justice.
那个官多日不准后来心里说我虽不怕神也不尊重世人只因为这个寡妇烦扰我就给她伸冤吧免得她常常来缠磨我。
Eventually, the judge, the judge granted this widow her wish because he was so bothered by her coming to him every day.
但有些人就认为说，你看，我们的神很怕被烦呢，你只要缠他、烦他、烦死他，他就双手投降，马上给你成就。
So these Christians believe that they can manipulate God's will just by annoying God.
如果你是这样想，那你就错解了这个。比喻了
哦。If we think like that, then we have misinterpreted this passage.
这个比喻一开始主耶稣就讲到设比喻的目的是要人常常祷告不可灰心哦。
The purpose of this passage was for the disciples to understand to never give up in prayer.
是为了要让人不灰心哦，对祷告不灰心，不是要教人家怎么控制神哦。
And its focus is for the disciples to continue with their prayer and not to give up.On the actual act of praying.
因为这一个寡妇她的祈求是合法的。
Because the prayer of the widow was based on that of the laws.
那不像今天的社会女权至上女性撑起半边的天呢、啊？在主耶稣那个时候不是这样子的。
And at the time of Jesus, the woman didn't have.The right to vote.
一个寡妇失去了先生等于在社会上是弱势，是被欺负的。
The widow has no right in that society.
所以她没有地方求帮助她向官府求帮助这是合法的，是合乎她权利的要求。
Thus, she had no way to ask for justice except through the courts.
她不是刁民专门找官府的麻烦。
She wasn't trying to annoy this judge.
她要的是。他应得的。
What she asked for was what she deserved through the laws.
哦，所以我们要有这样的一个认知啊。
This is what we need to understand.
不然就会错解这个比喻。
Otherwise, we would misinterpret this passage.
哦，所以同样的哦，今天啊，我们在我们祷告的这个事情里头。
Likewise, in our own prayer.
我们要先明白我们所祈求的内容哦。啊，是不是神的旨意符合圣经的教训？
We must first understand whether the content of our prayer is according to the will of God.
好，如果你所求的是不是神的旨意，不是圣经的教训啊？
If what we pray for is not based on the Bible.
哦，比如说啊，主啊，你让我能够娶个小老婆。
Take for example, if we ask God for a mistress.
哦，主啊，你让我这一期的这个 lottery 能够中大奖。
Or to win the lottery.
哦，那不是神的旨意，也不是圣经的教导啊。
Then neither of those is based on the Bible or the teachings of God.
哎，你看你死缠活缠哦，哦，你饿死进食祷告饿到死哦，神也不会帮你成就的啦。
Then you can fast and pray until your death, and you would not see the fulfillment of your prayer.
那是违背真理的。
For those who are contradictory to the truth.
哦，神不受人恐吓的哦，不像说妈妈、爸爸带小孩子到 Toys R Us 哦，他小孩子要那个玩具，你不买给他，躺在地上耍赖，赖到你买给他为止哎。
For God would not be threatened as the parents would be if they took their children to a toy store and that the child wants a certain toy and would die or would lie on the ground until he has received that toy.
神不会被人恐吓的哦。
God would not be threatened by us.
哦，所以祷告绝对不是控制神的方法。
And thus, prayer is not a way for us to manipulate God.
哦，不像那个拜假神的人哈，哎，做法天灵灵地灵灵念咒语哈，哎，那他们的鬼神呢就要为他工作了。
It is not the same. Our belief is not the same as idol worship, where they have to do certain practices to allow their God to work for them.
哦，那我们祷告绝对不是这样哦。
Our prayer is not the same as those practices.
哦，那再来，祷告也不是换取哦这个神成就哦的一个怎么讲一个功德了哦。
And our prayer is not a bargaining tool with God.
天主教哦，他们把祷告视为一种功德。
And Catholics, the Catholics think of their prayer as a creed.
哦，能够怎么样？能够来补赎人的罪行。
Actually, more as a credit to make up for their sins.
哦，所以他们这个犯了哦，如果犯了错啊，去找神父哦，神父说，哎，回去玫瑰经念十遍哦。
So when they go confess to their minister, The minister would tell them to go back and then recite certain passage.
哦，那什么是玫瑰经啊？玫瑰经哦，其实是那天主教徒有一串念珠哦，那里有大颗的，有小颗的哦。他们在祷告的时候就是要念那哈，就是用那个念珠的哦。
And for the Catholics, they have these rosary beads that they kind of count as they read the Bible.
啊，这个摸到大颗的哦，你要就要念那个哦主导文。
And for every certain bead that they come across, they have to read the Lord's Prayer.
哦，那摸到小颗的哦，就是要念那个玛利亚哈，在路加福音哦那边哦，玛利亚对神的颂赞哦，要念那一段。
And at certain other beads, they would have to recite the prayer of Mary in her praise to God.
哦，那一串哦，这样念一遍哦，就是玫瑰经一遍哈。
The rosary beads, when you come across for one complete cycle, that's one.Recitation.
哦，所以玫瑰经不是真的有一本经哦，不是哈、哦。
So when you do the rosary beads, it's not as if you're reading from a certain book.
啊、哦，就是指着说，主导文跟玛利亚的哦这个颂赞哦，然后这样念一遍哦，那个念珠这样一遍的意思哦。
It is actually for the Catholics to recite certain prayers that are listed in the Bible、哦、each time that they come across.
天主教他们认为说哈、哦，这个啊念经祷告哈。哦有这个哈、哦，这个赎罪的功效。
And for the Catholics, they believe that in their recitation of the prayers, it has a way of atoning their sin.
哦，可以免去人在炼狱里面的罪哈、哦，这个时间哈、哦。
So that their time in the purgatory could be shortened.
哦，这个是哦天主教的说法啊、哦。
And these are the thoughts of the Catholics.
哦，那我们的祷告会不会变成他们那样子？
Is our prayer the same as the Catholics?
哦，用这个偏激的手段，激烈的手段，哦，来向神换取，哦，神的，啊，这个成就。
And do we exchange our prayer for God's fulfilling of our needs?
神啊，你不答应我，我就不吃饭呢。
God, if you don't fulfill my prayer, I won't eat.
哦，你再不答应哦，我一天不吃哎。
If you still don't fulfill my needs, then I will fast for a whole day.
哦，你再不答应我一个礼拜不吃啊。
If you don't grant my prayer, then I will fast for a week.
哦，对，用这种方法哈，越是激烈的方法，要来向神换取哦，啊，换取神的成就。
And we sacrifice ourselves as a way to exchange.For God's fulfilling of our prayers.
就好像这个天主教啊，他们把这个祷告、念经啊，视同是功德一样哦。
And just as the Catholics treat their prayer as a credit to exchange for their sins.
哦，我想我们大部分的弟兄姐妹不会认同这种方法。
I believe most of us don't look at prayer in the ways we've talked about.
哦，啊，我们不认为说这个。我们的祷告啊，哦，是用来换取神回应哈，成就的功德。
None of us would think that our prayer is a way to exchange for God's blessings.
哦，但是我们或多或少啊，会借着祷告哈，啊，要来，哦，来表示我们哈，来让神感动啊。
Yeah, oftentimes we through our prayer we try to touch, or we try to touch God.
哦。啊，所以往往我们会把祷告把它偏激化。
And that in that kind of with that kind of thought, we would often deviate in the purpose of our prayer.
哦，在时间上，哦，在吃不吃饭上，哦，
in,
进到这个苦修里头。
In terms of the duration of our prayer and in terms of our physical sacrifices, we use it as a way to exchange for God's blessings.
近年来哈。这个基督教界啊，很多人哦会想要学习这个韩国的这个教会。
Recently, many of the Christianity denominations are trying to imitate this one denomination from Korea.
哦，像这个很出名的哈，叫什么赵庸基呀、啊、哈、哦，他的这个主张哈、哦，哦，要借着祷告要来复兴教会，哦，借着通宵彻夜的祷告，哦，要来复兴教会。
And in that one church, they would try to encourage the members to pray a lot. Some of them would pray through the night in order to revive their church.
哦，所以很多基督教哦，他们就组织哦所谓的晨祷会啊，哦这个组哦这个通宵祷告会啦，或者是什么啊、祷告山上祷告哦，哦什么赤石昼夜的禁食祷告。
So recently, many of the denominations have started this movement of having morning prayer, or all-night prayer, or even 40 days and nights worth of prayer.
好，祷告跟个人信仰的复兴跟教会的复兴是有关系，没有错。
Prayer has a direct relationship to the revival of our personal faith as well as that of the church.
好，但是它却不是唯一的关系。
Yet it is not the only way to revive a church.
好。出埃及记的十七章
，In Exodus chapter 17，
记载着这个利非定的这场征战。
It recorded the battle at Rephidim。
哦，那我们知道利非定的征战，摩西啊、哦，这个带着这个亚伦跟户珥哦，到山上去祷告。
During that battle, Moses took Aaron and Hur up to the mountain to pray。
那要这个约书亚哈、哦、选出人来出去征战。
And Joshua led select men。To the battlefield.
哦，那当这个摩西哦，这个举杖祷告，那约书山下的约书亚就打胜仗。哦，当摩西手酸哦，杖垂下来的时候，山下的约书亚就打败仗。
When Moses held his hand up, the Israelites would win on the battlefield. Yet when his arms fell, the Israelites would lose.
哦，所以后来这亚伦跟户珥哦。哦、就坐在 这个摩西的旁边、哦、用手扶着摩西、哦、让他能够、哦、这个举杖祷告到、哦、这个约书亚彻底的打败敌人为止。
So both Aaron and Hur would then hold up Moses' hands so that the Israelites would win the battle.
好，所以我们经常就会以那一段来谈祷告的重要。
We often will refer to this passage about the importance of our prayers.
要不是摩西祷告，约书亚任凭他三头六臂，武功高强啊，也不可能打胜仗的。
If it weren't for the prayer of Moses, Joshua would not have won that battle.
好，所以功劳都是摩西的啦。
So all the efforts belong to Moses.
摩西万岁嘛，
And all hail Moses.
哦，那今天变成那个这个建立祷告会的人万岁哦，参加祷告的人万岁。
So in the modern day, we will praise those who participate in the prayers, in the prayer sessions.
啊，那实际上这个在厨房忙的啦，出去发传单啦，那个都不算什么嘛。
And those who prepare meals in the kitchen or those who pass around the flyers on the streets would not be counted, but would not be praised.
接送的啦，陪谈的啦，诗班啊，那个都不算什么。
And that the choir and those who pick up and drop off members should not be praised at all.
啊，就是因为那几个祷告的弟兄姐妹的功劳。
All the successes belong to those people who actually put in the time to pray.
圣经真的是这样写吗？
Is that the teaching of the Bible?
我们看后来利非定他们得胜之后，不是筑了一座坛吗？
We can see after the Israelites defeated the Amalekites at Rephidim, they built an altar.
那个坛的名字叫什么？
What's the name of the altar?
那个坛的名字就是神是我的旌旗。
And the name of the altar is that God is my banner.
不是神是我的祷告，神是我的旌旗哦。
It is not that God is my prayer, rather it is that God is my banner.
原来啊，摩西高举的不是他个人呢，是神的名。
In reality, Moses didn't lift up his hands, rather he lifted up the name of God.
他高举的不是人的权杖啊，是神的指挥旗啊。
He lifted not the staff that he held, rather he held up the flag of God's army.
所以今天呢，我们也要小心哦。
Today we have to be careful.
我们对这个祷告要很认识。
That we must have a good understanding of the goal of prayer.
当我们在建立这个祷告团契的时候。
When we start a prayer fellowship.
当我们在推动祷告的时候，这个重要性的时候。
When we encourage the church to pray.
我们要很清楚的明白祷告的它的定位是什么。
We must have a clear understanding of the role of prayer.
不是来取代我们应尽的本分。
It is not to replace the duties that we need to perform.
主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed.
他也有他的期待跟愿望啊。
He had his desires and his needs.
主啊，父啊，若是可以请把这个苦杯撤掉哦。
He asked God that if it is possible that this cup be removed.
但是不要照我的意思啊，愿你的旨意成就。
Yet it is not based on the will of Jesus, but rather on the will of God.
当他知道神的旨意的时候。
When Jesus understood the will of God.
就是非喝那个苦杯不可的时候。
That he needs to drink that cup.
他做了什么？
Then what did he do?
他不是赖在那边不走啊。
He didn't fall on the floor and stay there.
我不起来了，你不答应我。
He did not behave like a child.
他是怎么样？
What did he do?
他跟他门徒讲说，起来走吧。
He told his disciples to get up and leave.
不是逃也不是躲，是走吧。走去哪里？走向十字架，走向哥哥他山路。
He did not tell the disciples to escape, rather he told them to walk towards the cross.
所以祷告不是来取代我们应有的侍奉。
Prayer is not a substitute for our duties.
祷告是让我们对神更加的依靠，明白神的旨意。
Prayer is a way for us to rely on God and to understand His will.
然后我们就要来实践我们借着祷告所明白的旨意跟领受的从神领受那边来的能力。
And to gain the strength to live what we believe in.
那第二个我们再来谈一下祷告是什么？祷告不是什么？我们到底是依靠垂听祷告的神呢，还是依靠那个祷告？
And in terms of our prayer, do we rely on the prayer itself, or do we rely on the God to whom we pray?
这个不知道我们有没有曾经想过。
I don't know if we have examined this before.
我们是靠那个祷告 来得胜的，还是仰望那个垂听祷告的神的帮助来得胜的？
Do we depend on our prayer to be successful, or do we depend on the God to whom we pray to be successful?
在利非定的那一场战争，
The battle at Rephidim，
是摩西的那个祷告让约书亚得胜，还是垂听摩西祷告的那一位神让约书亚得胜？
Was it the prayer of Moses that led to the success of Joshua on the battlefield, or was it the God who listened to Moses' prayer that gave the success to Joshua?
当然是垂听祷告的神。
It was the God who listened to Moses' prayer who gave success to Joshua.
而不是人的那个祷告。
It wasn't the prayer of Moses.
这个我们一定要很清楚哦。
This we must understand.
不然我们就会犯上那个法利赛人的盲点。
Otherwise, we would walk on the wrong path as the Pharisees had.
做出了错误的教导。
The Pharisees would teach their believers the wrong teachings.
这个坛上的礼物让人成圣，还是那个坛让人成圣？
Is it the food on the altar that sanctifies the people, or is it the altar that sanctifies the people?
所以我们要很清楚是垂听祷告的神，而不是是倚靠那个垂听祷告的神，而不是倚靠我们那个人的祷告。
We must understand that we are sanctified by relying on the God who listens to our prayer, not just through our prayer.
为什么这么说？
Why do we declare as such?
主耶稣在世上的时候，经常责备法利赛人。
While Jesus was alive, he often rebuked the Pharisees.
法利赛人有没有祷告？有啊。
The Pharisees also prayed.
不但祷告，而且做很长的祷告啊。
Not only did they pray for a long time.
经常祷告这个巷子口啊，路旁啊，祷告给大家看啊。
They pray in their temples, they pray on the streets for others to see.
但是啊，却被耶稣责备。
Yet they were rebuked by Jesus nonetheless.
他们不是没祷告。
It wasn't that they didn't pray.
他们是错了，在祷告的侍奉上错误。
Rather they prayed in the wrong manner.
所以我们需要祷告。
That is why we need to pray.
但是我们要用正确的态度来祷告。
Yet we must pray with the proper understanding.
正确的心态来祷告。
We must have the proper heart in our prayer.
这个是我们在这个圣经里头所学到的有关祷告的教导。
And these are a few of the teachings that we can gain from the Bible regarding prayer.
那还有人说这个祷告有没有什么技巧啊？
And others also would ask whether or not there are certain skills in the prayer that we need to do.
神比较会垂听哦。
So that God can listen to our prayer more.
是不是要举手？
Do we have to lift our hands so that God can listen to us?
圣经说要举手祷告啊。
The Bible did tell us to raise up our hands in our prayer.
有一次小弟遇到一个信徒，就是这么告诉小弟说，圣经说要举手祷告，那个没有举手的祷告通通不对。
One time, a brother tells me that the Bible has told us to lift up our hands in our prayer, and thus those people who don't raise their hands would not be listened to by God.
还有传道你看有人祷告竟然是双手合十的，这个是拜拜啊。
And then others will also claim that if those who pray with their hands closed, they're worshiping idols.
我们怎么可以用这种方法来祷告？
How can we pray with our hands closed like that?
应该是要这样嘛，不然就是这样嘛，这十字架嘛。
Rather we hold our hands in a cross fashion, just as a cross, just in the shape of a cross.
所以祷告有没有技巧？
Are there certain skills that we need to have in our prayer?
有人说圣灵充满
So that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那是不是声音比较大就是圣灵充满哦。
Are we filled with the Holy Spirit if we pray very loud?
动作比较大就是圣灵充满哦。
Are we filled with the Holy Spirit if we have greater movement?
还是唱灵歌才是圣灵充满？
Or is it that we are filled with the Holy Spirit when we sing a song during prayer?
我们看圣经里头斯提凡。
If we look in the book of Acts about Stephen.
当他被这个反对他的人用石头要打死的时候。
When he was stoned to death.
他圣灵充满。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他能够说出怎么样？说出耶稣在十字架上所说的话，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he said that he was able to forgive those who were stoning him, for they knew not what they were doing.
所以圣灵的充满。 圣灵充满的实际啊，是在于我们在面对苦难、面对试探引诱的时候，而不是在于啊那个表面的。
And realization of being filled with the Holy Spirit is dependent upon the situation that we encounter, especially when the time we are in a trial.
所以祷告重要是心灵跟诚实。
And the key points in our prayer is that we must be focused and that we must be sincere.
因为我们是用心灵跟诚实在敬拜神。
For it is through our spirit that we worship God.
我们也应当用心灵跟诚实来向神祷告。
And thus we pray to God with our spirit.
这个就是我们先提到祷告不是什么
And these are a few things that the prayer isn't.
祷告不是向神报告我们所需要的。
Prayer isn't about reporting to God of our needs.
那祷告也不是我们控制神的秘密武器。
And prayer isn't a way for us to manipulate or control God.
不是我们换取神成就的功德。
Nor is it a way for us to exchange for God's blessings.
我们依靠的是垂听祷告的神，而不是祷告的本身。
And that we pray because we pray to the God who's listening.
所以要用心灵跟诚实来向神祷告。
And that is why we must pray with sincerity.To God.
那我们刚刚谈到祷告不是什么，我们现在来看看那祷告是什么。
Now let us examine what is prayer.
什么是祷告？
What is prayer?
祷告反映了我们跟神的关系。
Prayer reflects our relationship with God.
以前的人是不可以祷告的在旧约时代
In the Old Testament, the common people cannot pray.
是谁才能够进到至圣所里头？
Who could go into the Holy of Holies?
大祭司而已
Only the high priest.
那今天我们因为相信耶稣
Today, because we believe in Christ.
我们恢复了神儿女的身份
And we have regained the sonship of God.
我们能够在神的前面来向他祷告
That is why we can pray in front of him.
所以祷告反映了我们跟神的关系
Thus, our prayer reflects our sonship of God.
主耶稣教导的祷告文第一句我们在天上的父
The first sentence of the Lord's prayerIs that our Father in heaven?
所以借着祷告，让我们知道我们是他的儿女。
Through our prayer, we realize the fact that we are His children.
我们跟神的关系是父子的关系。
And that we have a parent-child relationship with Him.
我们有一位共同的父亲在天上。
We all have a common Father in heaven.
他是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的。
And that He is omniscient.Omnipotent and omnipresent.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
他是在天上的神。
He also is God in heaven.
那既然我们都有同样一位父，那我们都是弟兄姐妹了。
If we have a common Father, then we are brothers and sisters.
所以祷告也让我们明白，我们都是肢体，都是弟兄姐妹。
And thus, through our prayer, we understand that we are brothers and sisters.
无论我们在社会上在今生属世上多么有成就。
Regardless of how successful we are in this world.
只要我们一起跪下来一起说我们在天上的父那我们都是弟兄姐妹了。
That when we kneel down together, we are all brothers and sisters.
所以祷告反映了我们跟神的关系。
Thus the prayer tells us of our relationship with God.
第二个。
Second.
什么是祷告?
What is prayer?
祷告让我们发现我们自己的不足，自己的缺乏。
Prayer allows us to examine ourselves to discover our weaknesses.
我们刚刚谈到说，祷告不是向神报告我们的需要。
In the past, we've just talked about that prayer is not a way for us to tell God of our needs.
或许有人会问说，那这样我们干嘛还要祷告？
And then some people will then say that, what is it that we need to pray?
神都已经知道，我们在跟他祷告，不是这个空口说白话。
If God already knows what we need, then what we say is pointless.
不是多此一举吗？
It is
多余的。
It is not something that's necessary.
但是祷告是来表示我们知道我们自己的不够，知道我们自己的缺乏。
Yet it is through our prayer that we understand our own weaknesses.
而愿意来依靠神。
And it is through prayer that we rely on God to correct our weaknesses.
我们相信我们都有这样的经验。
I believe that we all have had this experience.
无论我们是不是有准备好。
regardless of whether or not we are prepared.
无论我们是不是遇到那个突发的状况。
Regardless whether or not we have undergone certain tribulations.
我们都会愿意在祷告的时候把我们想要成就正在进行的事情求神带领求神帮助。
That we would always ask God to guide us through what we are currently doing.
因为我们知道自己的有限自己的不足。
For we know of our own limitations.
我们愿意依靠这一位全能的主。
And that we have decided to rely on God.
求神来帮助。
To help us through, through the tasks or the projects that we currently work on.
所以一个若在神的面前真诚地发现自己的鄙陋跟不足的。
And for a Christian who has discovered his own weaknesses.
能够真正的抱着这个谦卑的态度的这样的人他是一个经常祷告的人。
And to have the humility as declared in the Bible, then that Christian or that person has, it does lead a life of prayer.
所以祷告不是向神来报告我们的需要，而是来向神表示我们知道我们自己的不够，我们愿意依靠他的帮助。
Prayer is not a way for us to ask God to fulfill our needs, rather it is a way for us to ask God to help us in our weaknesses.
再来，什么是祷告？
What is prayer?
祷告是我们向神表示我们愿意顺服的表现。
And prayer is a way for us to show God of our obedience.
我们刚刚已经说过，主耶稣就是最好的一个榜样。
And we have discovered that, we have discussed that Jesus had set a good example for us.
他借着祷告来向天父真神表示他愿意顺从神的旨意成就在他身上。
Through his will, through his prayer, he declared that he is willing to follow God's will.
所以同样的，我们也借着祷告。
And likewise in our prayer.
来向神表示我们愿意顺服神的带领。
We declare to God our willingness to follow his lead.
遵照圣经的教训。
To live our life based on the teachings of the Bible.
早上小弟谈过 NCC
This morning I've talked about the National Church Council.
NCC 因为借着祷告能够让整个议事非常的顺畅。
And through the prayers of the attendants, the meeting was very successful.
除了因为对神的敬畏之外。
And other than their reverence to God.
也借着祷告来向神表示我们愿意顺从神的带领。
Through their prayer, they also declare their willingness to follow God's guidance.
不坚持每个人的执着。
And that they would submit their own will to that of God's.
所以让整个议事能够非常的顺利。
So that the whole meeting was quite smooth and successful.
所以以上让我们知道什么是祷告。
So these few points let us understand what is prayer.
祷告是我们向神表现顺服的表示。
Through prayer, we show our obedience.
祷告表达我们知道自己的不足跟缺乏。
And that we show our weaknesses and our limitations.
祷告反映了我们与神的关系。
And lastly, it also reflects our relationship with God.
所以当我们了解什么是祷告，什么不是祷告的时候。
When we have the understanding of what is and what isn't a prayer.
能够帮助我们每个人在祷告的生活里头更加的符合神的旨意。
Then we can lead a life of prayer that is more in accordance with God's will.
能够得着这个神的喜悦。
And that we can please God more.
所以我们现在就来祷告。
Let us kneel down together to pray.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的弟兄姐妹可以到前面来。
And for those who wish to have a laying of hands and assistance in prayer, please come forward.
我们祷告同时也为教会的圣工发展以及弟兄姐妹的家庭工作以及健康求神来看顾保守。
And in our prayer, let us also ask God to guide us in the work of the church and the health of the brothers and sisters.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down together and pray.